Governor Cuomo has already announced more than a dozen separate proposals as part of a 10-day rollout of his agenda leading up to Wednesday's formal speech. They range from legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour for workers not already covered under the governor's series of executive actions to massive infrastructure projects, including the renovation of Penn Station, $22 billion worth of road and bridge upgrades upstate, and expansion of the Long Island Railroad. The governor has also been rolling out a criminal justice reform package. He says it can reverse the policies that have led to mass incarceration, primarily of young African-American men. He spoke at a church in Harlem.
We have to stop the cycle. We lock up. This country puts more people in prison than any industrialized nation on the globe, okay? 2.2 million people in jail.
The governor has saved a few items for the actual day of the speech, and he's offered some hints about them. Cuomo, answering questions after his remarks at the church, says the state will have a plan to potentially take over the management of the growing number of homeless people. Cuomo's already issued an executive order superseding local laws, saying all homeless New Yorkers on the street during a cold snap must be directed to a shelter.
We're now in the winter. We have freezing temperatures. We have people who are on the streets who don't want to go to a shelter system because the shelter system is dangerous and dirty, and it is literally a matter of public safety.
Cuomo has also not yet revealed whether he will press for changes related to the troubled Common Core learning standards. The governor appointed a commission. In December, it recommended reversing Cuomo's push to link controversial standardized test scores to teacher performance reviews. It also says a new four-year transitional period should begin to adopt the new standards. The governor has also promised to propose major ethics reforms following the convictions of the two leaders of the legislature on corruption charges late last year. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says outside income, which factored heavily in the two cases, should be banned or strictly limited. He calls it Albany's Watergate moment.
We think it's time to end the practice of lawmakers using their public office for private gain.
The governor received a bit of good news regarding ethics and the status of a federal investigation against his office. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara was investigating the governor's closure of a Moreland Act Ethics Commission and whether he or any of his staff improperly interfered with any of its probes. Bharara, in a brief statement, says his office has concluded that, absent any additional proof that may develop, there's insufficient evidence to prove a federal crime was committed. The governor's speech comes at a time when Cuomo is stalled in the public opinion polls. His favorability ratings have hovered at around 50% for months, and around 60% don't think he's doing a good job in office. Siena College spokesman Steve Greenberg says 2016 gives Cuomo a new opportunity to turn that around.
Voters are sort of locked in at the moment until the governor does something really dramatic that they love or hate.
The state of the state will also be combined with Cuomo's budget address, and so the speech will also detail how the governor's ambitious agenda will be paid for. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.